Have you ever bumped into someone from your past and felt time collapse? 4 years after a devastating prom night, Daniela finds herself crouched in a dimly lit booth at Rosemary's restaurant with her best friend Gia, spying on their friend Gabe's date. What begins as innocent surveillance transforms when she literally collides with Levi Coldwell, her former best friend who shattered her heart in high school. The moment crackles with tension as their eyes meet. Levi looks different now, more mature, with broader shoulders and city-bred confidence, but his eyes remain that same warm brown she remembers from countless shared afternoons. Despite her racing heart, they manage stilted small talk until Bella Martinez glides across the floor to embrace Levi warmly, suggesting an intimate history between them. When Bella casually mentions seeing them at the game tomorrow, Levi makes an impulsive decision that changes everything. He introduces Daniela as his girlfriend. Later, he explains, Bella's mother runs the prestigious arts department at the New York Times, where he desperately wants to work, and she believes he won't commit to the city since he wouldn't commit to her daughter 2 years ago. Despite initial reluctance, Daniela agrees when Levi sweetens the deal with free strawberry shortcake for life, proving he still remembers how she used to sneak extra portions during their study sessions. At the family softball game, Levi's sisters Rhea and Claire greet her with shouts of Daisy, their special nickname for her. Memories flood back, driving Rhea to soccer, baking with Claire, and painting nails during middle school crises. This closeness was exactly why she'd buried her feelings for Levi. Losing him meant potentially losing her surrogate family, who'd supported her after her father's death. The situation intensifies when 12-year-old Rhea casually mentions Daniela is dating Levi, causing his sister Sarah to leap up in celebration. Each warm reaction adds to Daniela's guilt. The deception deepens when Levi shows up at her mother's Sunday brunch, announcing their relationship to Rosa and Aunt Carmen's delighted squeals. What makes it harder is how naturally Daniela fits with the Coldwells, helping with Claire's dance costume, teaching Sarah about ebooks, gifting Rhea vintage scrunchies. In Levi, she sees reflections of his sisters, Rhea's playfulness, Claire's consideration, and Sarah's determination. Beneath the romance lies a story of grief and healing. Daniela and Levi's friendship began during freshman year, shortly after she lost her father to cancer. Levi, having lost his own father 2 years earlier, taught her to cope by writing emails to her dad. These messages evolved from raw expressions of pain to thoughtful reflections and moments of joy. "I write to preserve my memories of Dad," Daniela explains. "Sometimes it's the little things, the way he hummed while cooking Sunday breakfast, his terrible dad jokes, or how he always smelled like coffee and mint." Her fear of losing memories parallels her fear of losing her connection with Levi. When conflicts arise, they return to their high school habit of communicating through written words. After a hurtful argument, where Daniela asks if Levi is acting like my brother, she apologizes on their familiar strawberry-scented parchment paper. Their letter writing evolves from shared grief to deeper explorations of feelings and fears, creating a private world where vulnerability and healing flourish through shared understanding. As a fashion design student applying to the Selective Lazaro program, Daniela wrestles with both creative choices and her feelings for Levi. Initially reluctant to write about her father's death in her application, a conversation with Levi on the subway shifts her perspective when he encourages her to embrace personal truth in design. She writes about her journey from wearing thrift store clothes to creating award-winning pieces. After seeing Levi with another girl, she channels her pain into a gown embroidered with sonnets. At her senior exhibition, she presents her masterpiece, a clementine-colored dress with 200 hours of hand-stitching. In that moment, she discovers her self-worth extends beyond external validation, both in love and creativity. Levi and Daniela's rekindled relationship thrives on subtle gestures and meaningful gifts. When he brings her daisies, her namesake flower, it becomes a symbol of his devotion, promising to bring them every day for the rest of my life. The significance deepens when Daniela discovers Picking Daisies on Sundays is also the title of Levi's published book of love poems. His roommate Oliver hints she'd learn quite a few things from reading it, as its verses chronicle 3 years of separation and longing. Their connection manifests in physical moments, too. During Sarah's wedding dance class, forced proximity creates electric tension as their bodies remember old rhythms. During a playful cleanup game where questions are exchanged for successful toy tosses, Daniela reveals her deepest desire to be truly wanted, noticed, and desired. Her confession lingers between them, neither ready to acknowledge that what they seek might be within reach. At Sarah's engagement ball, Levi tells Daniela she's absolute sunshine in spring. When she flees, doubting her beauty, he follows to confess his own infatuation. Their first real kiss leads to Daniela's realization that she's madly, deeply, undeniably in love with him. The moment is interrupted by news of her ESMOD Paris acceptance, creating a misunderstanding reminiscent of their high school separation at prom. Daniela eventually writes an emotional letter confessing her feelings. When Levi appears with the letter, their reunion kiss is described as "the sun lights in my heart as his lips meet mine. He tastes sweet, smells of cologne, and feels like an angelic piano melody." Levi reveals he's chosen a teaching position in Paris over the New York Times, explaining, "Because when you find out the person you've been in love with for your entire life loves you back, you'll spend the rest of your life making up for lost time." The epilogue finds Daniela and Levi building their life in Paris, where she studies at ESMOD Fashion School while he teaches French literature. Their days fill with shared moments, morning croissants, sketching in Luxembourg Gardens, and weekly visits to the Eiffel Tower. Their small 7th arrondissement apartment becomes a warm haven for visiting loved ones. Daniela reflects on their evolving love. "At 16, I fell in love with Levi for who he was, the boy who drove me home from work and twirled my hair in the cafeteria. At 22, I fell in love with him for how he made me feel, through light touches, stolen glances, and poetic compliments." Their journey from teenage sweethearts to mature partners shows love's transformation, moving beyond youthful Sunday daisy picking to cultivating lasting commitment. In the final scene, Daniela races across cobblestones into Levi's arms, her sketchbook forgotten as they embrace in the golden Parisian light, proving that home isn't found in charming streets, but in each other's arms.